No, I did something wrong. Wait a minute.
Take two, interviewing Mr. Foster Goldman, Sr. Mr. Goldman, would you tell us your address, please?
I live at 1523 Valmont Street, V as in Victory, A-L-M-O-N-T, Squirrel Hill, Pittsburgh.
Today is
the 19th.
This is November 19th, 1997. Gene Gershon interviewing Mr. Foster Goldman. Oral History 2, National Council of Jewish Women. Mr. Goldman, would you please give us your address?
I live at 1523 Valmont Street, Pittsburgh, Squirrel Hill.
Okay. Now what? Start it. You're on play? Okay. You gave us a lot of interesting information, Mr. Goldman, and we found that we had a few things that weren't clear, and we're going to try to clarify them today and get proper names and so forth. Initially, you spoke of the history of Road of Sholem, that it was on the north side at first, and then downtown, and then finally in Oakland. Is this correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Do you remember the dates when, approximately, not the exact date, when they started on the north side and so forth?
That I don't know, Mike. My grandfather was one of the charter members who wrote a Sholem in 18, I don't know whether it was 56 or 66.
Okay.
And I think the temple at that time was on 8th Street downtown. Now, I know that they moved out to Oakland in 1907, that is, they start to build the Road of Sholem Temple and then, but they didn't, Dr. Levy would not let it be known until all of the bills were paid. So in 1917, the bills were paid and they set the congregation up at that time. And he wouldn't allow until everything was paid. They owned the temple and that was it.
Great.
That was in they started to build it in 1907.
Do you remember when it was on the north side? Did they leave at the time your grandfather was a charter member?
I don't remember.
Don't.
I know that he went to temple on 8th Street, that I know.
On the north side?
No, downtown.
Downtown, okay. We have your second wife's name, Cuden. What's the correct spelling of it?
C-U-D-E-N.
D-E-N. Okay, very good. You also mentioned your Aunt Rose, who started the company. What was her full name?
Rosa Goldman.
Rosa Goldman.
Bernhardt, after she married, moved to New York.
Ah, okay. And what was the name of the company?
Rosa Goldman.
Okay, very good. It seemed to me as we listened to the tape, usually you don't find Jewish people using junior and senior and reversing names of live people. Is that a custom in your family?
Well, I don't know that it's known nationally. They did it in our family.
Yeah. Well, it's rather unusual, but it's very nice.
People have always told me that Jewish people don't name juniors, they don't name anybody after a live person.
Right.
It has to be named after a deceased person.
Right.
But this is not true. I know many, many cases where there's seconds and thirds and people are still alive. So
okay.
It became a shock to me to know that this wasn't tradition.
Yeah.
I never even thought of it at that. But I know that my father family, they reversed the first names from as far back. I can't tell you how far back.
Is
I don't
that right?
know.
That is unusual and also very interesting. You grew up in Squirrel Hill. Was it predominantly a Jewish area And were you aware of any anti-Semitism at that
time? I was not aware of any anti-Semitism, and it wasn't predominantly Jewish, but there were a lot of Jewish families. Mm-hmm. I was born two blocks away from where I'm living now on Denniston Avenue, and on Denniston Avenue there was, on the 1600 block, there was four, five, six Jewish families right in a row. Mm-hmm. On our block, there was three Jewish families on our block, and there was, 12 houses.
Do you remember the names of those families?
Do I know the names of them?
Do you remember?
Of the Jewish families?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, there was Dr. Joe Jackson. There was Mr. Alfred Oppenheimer and his family. Up on the block above us, there was the Schenkens, the Franks, the Kleins, the Addisons, and the Lippards. Yeah, I remember them all.
I see you do. Did they all, or mainly, come from the north side? Did they, a lot of Jews,
well,
I know, moved from the
that,
north side?
That I don't know. I mean, I know that our family came from, the old German Jewish people came from the north side.
Did they?
That's where they all settled originally. Now, the Franks, and, I don't know, all of the families that came from the north side, they came from over there, and they built up in Squirrel Hill.
This apparently was the new...
Well, it was a new development,
new,
I guess. And
new area,
started,
and
yeah.
A fairly affluent area.
But I don't remember any anti-Semitism. Even going through school, all the way, nobody ever... started on us that I knew of in my life.
How about the kids from Greenfield? Did they come down and start trouble in those years?
No.
They didn't. Okay, because it did happen later on.
By the time, but we went to Schilling High School. Alderdice wasn't built yet.
Uh-huh. Well, that answers the question, how come you went to Schenley instead of Taylor Alderdice.
Well, because Alderdice started the year after we went to Schenley.
I see.
We were a year ahead of Alderdice. My wife, my second wife, was in the first class that graduated from Alderdice.
What year was that? Do you remember?
31, I think.
Uh-huh.
31 or 32, I'm not sure which.
Your brothers, did they live in this area also?
Oh, yeah. You mean afterwards, after they married?
Yeah.
Oh, my brother Henry lived on Bartlett Street, Severin Street. My brother Bob lived in our old house. Mm-hmm. Well, he made the house into an apartment. Mother lived upstairs and made an apartment for Bob and his family downstairs.
I see.
The house is still standing on Denniston Avenue.
Is that right?
Which brother lived in the house?
My brother Robert.
What sort of work did they do, your brothers?
Well, no, that's difficult. My brother Henry was a window trimmer at Rosenbaum's department store and Kai and Joseph Horns. My brother Bob was a salesman for Elastic Products Company out of Detroit. Eventually was with the Hahn Furniture Company and retired and lived in Bradenton, Florida, where he passed away. My brother Henry afterwards, after Dad, we dissolved the business. My brother was in the paint and glass business.
So all the family were entrepreneurs,
Me, I took a temporary job at the Hahn Furniture Company and retired 47 years later.
How did you get that job?
That's a very difficult situation.
Yeah, because it was during the Depression, as I recall.
1933, it couldn't have been any worse.
Did you have influence or know the people?
Well, I didn't have influence. I went over to... Stanley Hahn was being confirmed that year. And at that time, I was selling name on stationery, and I went over to sell his mother's stationery for thank yous, for confirmation. And Mr. Hahn says, aren't you working? I says, no. He says, well, come down and see me tomorrow. I think I can use you this summer.
Very good.
So I stayed 47 years.
I see. That's a pretty short-term job, isn't it?
Yeah.
Did you have an interest in the business after
no,
a while?
No, never had an interest in the business financially.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Meyer Foster, was that your mother's father?
Meyer Foster was my mother's father.
Okay. And he came from Scranton, Pennsylvania?
Originally came from Americus, Georgia. How they got to Scranton, I don't know.
Okay.
But my mother was born in Scranton, went to school in Scranton.
Okay. What did they do? What was your father-in-law's, your mother's, let's see, we're talking about your mother's parents. What sort of work was her father in?
I have no idea other than the fact that he may have been one of the boys that traveled around the country with a sack on his back. I don't know what
just
my grandfather did. I have no idea.
This grandfather Foster, you did
yeah.
not know what he did.
I don't know what he did. This mm-hmm. Meyer Foster, I have no idea what he did.
And your grandfather, who came from Frankfurt on Maine.
The Goldman.
The Goldman. What? He was a merchant?
Yes.
What sort of?
I have no idea.
Okay. Well, you answered the question about Taylor Alderdice. And
I have a feeling that my grandfather, my dad's father, might have been a clothing man. I don't know. I have no idea.
You were at the University of Pittsburgh for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And what was your major there?
Didn't get to the point of a major. I just took general business, BA at Q.
Mm-hmm.
I took accounting and what was necessary. I had to leave because things got a little difficult.
Financially, at that time.
Yeah, tuition was $150 a semester in those days.
Mm-hmm.
And Dad was up against it. He couldn't pay it, and I certainly couldn't do it. I wasn't working.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to work.
Like many other young men at that time.
At $5, excuse me, $10 a week.
Yeah. I understand that. You mentioned one statement that there were no Democrats in Squirrel Hill, only Republicans.
To my knowledge, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, so obviously those are the people that you were associated with.
I don't think we ever discussed it.
Okay. You didn't have much interest in politics at that
no,
time?
No, I'm sorry.
Party politics?
I'm sorry.
No apologies.
I think that's the greatest profession in the world.
You do?
Yes, I do.
Why do you think so?
Because they get everything for nothing. Pay for nothing and run the world.
Okay. You don't think very highly of them.
No,
you're
I
saying.
Don't. No, I don't.
Okay. You also mentioned that a senator was the greatest job.
That's
in the world.
Right. Now you
can you
figure
tell me
it
a
out.
Little more about that?
Yeah, senators have their own bank account in Washington, and they don't even cash their checks. They just write it off and forget it. They travel wherever they want to go free. Somebody pays the tab. They put the money in their pocket and run the world. I think it's ridiculous.
Do you think there are any committed diplomats and statements? Statesmen and
I
can
think
you
there
name
are
some?
A few. I think there are a few. I think there are a few great politicians who you can't buy, such people as Senator Hines and people like that. But I think the majority of senators are. Well, I ain't even going to tell you.
Okay, you've made your point. Okay, then you never did any work during campaigns then for different parties?
No way.
Okay, now you worked at a foundry during the war. What sort of work did you do?
Well, I was a layout inspector at Union Steel Castings. I was a laborer at Duquesne Smelting.
What kind of work was that?
Hard.
Physical
labor.
What did you have to do?
Well, we had to carry ingots and shovel debris, iron, stag, slag, whatever it had to go into the furnaces. We had to get it ready to go into the furnaces. Labor, day labor.
Yeah. And you said you were a layout inspector.
That's right.
Could you tell us something? What?
Not really. I don't think there was much to it. They give you a plan. They would bring down a form, a hull for a tank, and we would have to lay out where the axles and so forth went. And if it was too big, we had to mark it so they could cut it so that it would fit when it was finally finished.
Were there specifics that you had to go by?
They gave us the forms to go by, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So they must have thought highly of you to trust you with a job like
that. Well, there was a whole... We learned the job on the job. We didn't know anything about it before. We did when we left.
Okay, that was interesting work. Now, today you fix only lamps and sweepers.
I do that as a hobby.
I know you do. What made you choose lamps and sweepers as opposed to other
I have no idea. I was just handy with my hands and wanted something to do with them. The opportunity was there and I did it, that's all.
Do you do any other repairs of other electrical appliances?
In my home, yes, but outside, no.
Did you have any electrical training?
No.
You just picked that up on your own from what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
How much business do you do now? A lot? I don't want numbers, what I mean. Do you do, say, how many sweepers a week? Or?
Sometimes I don't do any for 3 weeks or 4 weeks. Then I may get five in one day. I have no idea what it is. I don't advertise it.
Okay. It's by word of mouth.
Strictly word of mouth.
Okay. Okay. Now, your son, as we understand, is an attorney.
Yes.
Does he have a specialty in his practice?
I don't really know. I know he does a lot of litigation.
Uh-huh. Is he active in politics in the community?
Not that I know of.
How about, you say he's involved at Road of Shalom. You said that he was.
Well, he's on, same as I am, he's on the Brotherhood Board. I'm an honorary member of it. I was on it for a long time. He's a member of it now.
I heard you say your daughter-in-law ran the dance, so there...
She ran the Ladies' Hospital Aid Dance last Saturday.
So they are somewhat involved in the community.
She's involved with the Ladies' Hospital Aid. Oh, yeah.
Besides Otto Shalom, is he involved in any other outside activities?
Is he?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. All right. Now, when you worked at Hans, we talked about the time that unionization came along for the employees. Did that make any change? What kind of changes did that make?
Not in my life.
No changes?
I didn't join the union.
No, but I mean with the employees in the store. Were they happy?
No, I don't think so. I think we had a little trouble one day or something, but that was all. Well, we had no problem. But by the time the union came around, I was the manager or assistant manager or something, so it didn't bother me.
Did it cause, what kind of problems did it cause for the
Don't even mention it. Don't start on it.
Oh, there were problems.
Don't even bring it up.
Oh, there were problems.
Well, not bad, but I wouldn't get into it. I wouldn't even get involved in it.
Sounds like it was not very pleasant.
Well, it wasn't unpleasant. I mean, I think for a couple of days they had a problem. That was it. The you don't play with labor. I'm not going to get involved with the labor situation.
Okay.
If I did, you'd have to turn the tape off for a week.
You covered some of the other things. Are you a bridge player?
I play at it.
Your wife is a bridge player.
She plays a couple of times a week.
Do you ever get to the symphony and the downtown shows?
We go to
shows?
The Pops. We go to Pittsburgh Public Theater.
Sounds like you keep busy.
My wife goes to the, sometimes goes to the symphony. We try to keep busy.
It's obviously you do, and I think that's wonderful. Okay. When was the biggest influx of Jews from the north side to Squirrel Hill? I think you did.
Long before I was born.
Before you were born. Are you aware of the Jews that are still on the north side? Are there many? Any that you're aware of?
I really don't know. That section, I have no idea where that section is. Part of it's been torn down because of the highways and so forth. I have no idea.
Okay. Well, I've at this point run out of questions.
Warp Street between Shady and Murray, there was one house on it between the Castlemere Hotel and Santa Maria's drugstore. Other than that, it was all woods.
What was the hotel?
The Castlemere Hotel at the corner of Shady and Fork.
Castlemere.
C-A-S-T-L-E-M-E-R-E.
M-E-R-E. Was that a big hotel or a fancy hotel?
It wasn't fancy. It was a wooden hotel.
And was that the only structure on the street?
There was one house in the middle of the block, which is now where Orr's Jewelry Store is, but it was a private home. And the post office was across the street, which is now Little's Shoe Store. Other than that, there was a drugstore at the corner of Shady, and there was a drugstore at the corner of Forbes and Murray.
How did that area develop? You must have been aware of how things came into being.
It just grew up, that's all.
Were there businesses there then that are gone now that you can think of?
Well, the Orpheum Theater was there, which isn't there anymore. Well, they changed it when they built the Manor. The Orpheum Theater became an Isley's, and then there was a bowling alley, then Isley's. Now it's a sub restaurant. The Squirrel Hill Cafe, which was next to the drugstore, Forrest and Murray, is still there, and as far as I'm concerned, it hasn't changed a bit. Other than that, where the library is, used to be the Asbury Church. Next to the church, there was three stores, Santa Mars. I don't know what, then a real estate office. From there, there was one house all the way up to Shady, that was it. On the left-hand side going east. On the right-hand side going east, the post office, that was it.
Did you see Murray Avenue develop gradually?
Oh, yes. Murray Avenue just grew up. All the families, people moved up here and they opened their stores. Murray Avenue just blossomed. Murray Avenue one time was a lot of private homes. They just built the homes up and put stores underneath them.
Some are still like that.
That's right. They're
right.
Still there.
Right. Any of the original stores still there?
I don't think so. Not that I know of.
What kind of changes have you seen in the area in the years that you've been here?
Well, it's become very business-like. It's become a center for, other than that, the people that lived on Darlington Road and Beacon Street and Bartlett Street, the homes are still there. And the one this side of Murray Avenue, on this side of Forbes Street, the homes are still there. They haven't changed that much.
How about the, it seems to me I've read somewhere that the population of Squirrel Hill has changed considerably.
I wouldn't know. I really don't.
It just, you stay within your own area?
Well, we sort of mind our own business, but I don't pay any attention to that. I mean, I'm interested.
One other question that I thought about. You said the population of your high school, Shenley, was half black and half white.
When we went to Shenley, I don't even think it was half. I think it was mostly white. Then later on, they built Heron Hill Junior High, which was practically all black.
Mm-hmm.
And Shenley became more black because of that. And then, of course, in the meantime, they built Allard Dice, grew up, and Peabody became from white, also white to black because of the section over there.
Right.
There was a big Jewish section out in the Negley District. Mm-hmm. It still is, I believe. But a lot of Peabody, I guess, is pretty much black today. I don't know.
Yeah, it is. Was there any kind of racial issues, or what kind of racial issues did occur?
When we went to school, no, we didn't encounter that.
How were the kids divided? Did they mingle, or did they keep to themselves? Did they become friendly? Do you relate to the black students?
I related to them. I had some boys that we palled around with, but I mean, they didn't come to my house. I didn't go to their house, but at school we got along fine. I had no problem with them.
Yeah. Did you ever keep in touch with any of them later on?
No. I became very friendly with the principal of Westinghouse High School, who was black and one of the nicest black guys I ever ran into. Ted Vassar and his son.
Ted Vassar, yeah.
Huh? And his son is now, I read someplace, doing a great job. I don't know if Ted Sr. is still alive or not.
I don't know, but he was principal at Shenley for many years.
At Westinghouse, he wasn't Shenley.
He came in later years, he went to Shenley.
Now that I don't know.
Yeah. He was there, I think.
But I knew when he was at Westinghouse.
Yeah. Yeah, he was at Shenley for a while. I think he retired from there. Because I've been in the school system and I'm somewhat familiar.
But I knew Ted lived up in Penn Hill someplace.
Uh-huh.
And he used to work at the store on Saturdays part time.
In your store? Yeah. In the Hans. Is that right?
Were there blacks in Squirrel Hill when you were growing up?
If there were there, I don't remember them. Probably over in Hazelwood or someplace, but I don't, as I say, I didn't come in contact with them.
The surrounding areas, I believe, were primarily Irish.
There was a lot of Irish, and up over around Hazelwood Avenue, I guess there was. I don't know.
Italian, I think, and Irish.
Well, Italians got everywhere.
How about the Slavics, Polish?
I have no recollection of
it. They were on Polish.
But you said that Squirrel Hill was not all Jewish.
Oh, no.
Well, if it wasn't all Jewish.
Don't ask me. I don't know.
You don't know who lived?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I don't know who they were. I know there was a lot of lawyers up here. There was a lot of businessmen up here. There was.
But they tended to be what? Mostly Jewish? Or not?
No, I don't think so. I don't think it was mostly Jewish. I really don't think so. The guy that used to live next door to us, Mr. Latchaw, was the manager of National Tube Company in McKeesport, lived next door to us. On our street was a fellow by the name of I can't even think of his name now. He was the manager of the Glemshaw Glass Company. And what's his name? Casey was head of United Engineering. I mean, these people lived on our street.
Mm-hmm.
It was one school teacher on our street, too.
Is that right? You remember who it was?
Mrs. Ziegler taught at Alderdice.
At Alderdice.
There was Wiseman's lived there, and I have no idea what he did.
Are you in touch with any of your ex-high
neighbors?
School
no.
People with reunions and
no.
Things of that nature?
I quit going to your reunions a long time ago. And from our confirmation class at Rhoda Sheldon, there ain't many of us left.
Is that right? Well, I've run out of questions. You've given us a very interesting amount of material. Is there anything you can think of that we'd like to know, that you know, and we haven't pulled it out of you yet?
I don't know. But if you have any more questions and you want answers, if I can help you, I'll be glad to do it. Fine.
Have you had any problems with your health until you've just had cataract surgery?
Well, I had cataract surgery. I had a cartilage taken out of my right knee about 40 years ago. I didn't have a bad health. I had tonsils and adenoids taken out when I was 12 years old. What do you want from me?
It sounds like you...